Hello, I'm Robert Crichton, your host of the Beyond Shakespeare podcast, and this is not the early modern recreation we were aiming for. So things are not good at the moment, but I'll just be clear, we're not going anywhere. The podcast is still going on. There will be at least one, if not two episodes a week for at least a year. We've got quite a lot in the can. However, we are not where we wanted to be. I've pulled all the planned events for this year. 2020 is, in terms of live shows, cancelled. That means that the show on the 15th of March is gone. A show for students at a university is gone. Three other planned but unannounced events are gone. And the Life and Death of Jack Straw community production in October has been postponed till next year, unless there is a miracle turnaround. It's horrid having to cancel a production, let alone six. You make promises, and then you have to break them. People are losing short- and long-term employment. Now, actors are superstitious, not because we're gullible, but because we're constantly aware that a tiny bit of poor luck or bad timing can destroy a performance, a run, or our entire career. In our solipsistic way, we tend to see these things as aimed at us by an unpropitiated Dionysus. It is no wonder that we drink. The plague that disrupted the playing seasons of 1592 through to 94 were pretty disastrous. Many today view them as a curiosity that led to one playwright knocking off a couple of long-form poems, in the same way as some people talk today about starting that novel during a shutdown. But for the players in London, for the various companies at the time, there was a lot of pressure already on their profession. The playhouses, having stood variously for around about 15, 16, 17 years, were no longer shiny and new. Some of the companies seemed to be having some sort of identity crisis, as theatre companies do after about 10 years or so. And then the plague hit harder than ever. So what do? You get out of town. Leaving for a tour of the country was, a lot of the time, really good business. You could tour a tighter repertoire of plays, they were stress test in London, almost a reverse of what we do today, touring in the sticks to go in for a London run, and of course you could escape the plague. But ongoing play years may have pushed the companies to the edge. Perhaps with such a large outbreak, sales were poor. People, perhaps, in the sticks also wanted to self-isolate. Perhaps, even away from London, the plague still got to them. One of the companies that went on tour, Lord Strange's Men, fared the worse, seeming to die, perhaps literally, on the road. Whilst theatre companies were in competition, there was still a lot of crossover between companies, and theatre seems to have pulled people together as much as draw them apart. So add into the mix the blow of the death of Christopher Marlowe and others. These things really make a difference. When the worst of the plague was over, the survivors of the various theatre companies reordered, recombined, and pulled together shows for London again. But it's fair to say that they were not quite the same after a year or two of plague. And I worry about artists today. We've had years of cuts. We've all tightened our belts. We've all been getting by. And now I can see no live shows for the next year. Certainly not financially viable ones, even if the theatres can reopen later on. I see less work. I do freelance lighting design and operation, and work there is completely gone. I had a full diary for the year at the beginning of this week. I now have literally no work at all. Which is a problem for this podcast, because Basically, I subsidise it from my income elsewhere. Now, we have patrons, and I'm lucky that I can survive and continue to work on the podcast virtually, but within the company of actors I've been collecting over the last couple of years, there are people who will be struggling, for whom the consequences of this outbreak are financial, and in some cases potentially medical. I personally have a slightly suppressed immune system, and a number of our actors are older. Quite a substantial number of our cast are of an older generation, and so at greater risk. It is the reality that out the other end of this plague year, I might lose cast members because of the financial pressures forcing them away, or even worse. So, it would be fair to say that my plans for the year, financial plans, have been shredded. The plan was to steadily increase a number of live shows, the box office to which would help subsidise play production, and start to build a wider audience for the drama we champion. Pound for pound, live shows of complete plays are actually more expensive than studio productions, but they are, more importantly, much quicker to produce, which meant that I was hoping to be able to increase the number of full-cast audio productions to go out on the podcast. The bigger the play, the longer it takes to make in studio. And also, as I say, we're now broke. I'm not currently working at the moment, and the only income now comes from our wonderful patrons, and that currently only covers the expense of online hosting and a few admin costs. So the question is, how am I going to keep going during this plague season? Well, in a sense, we're on permanent virtual tour, with the only plays I can make happen are the ones that I can make happen easiest. The plague is forcing me to change the planned roster of plays going into production into next year. Sadly, full-scale playhouse plays will be kicked into the long grass, while shorter interludes, fragments, and playlets will dominate. The next voting round for the patrons will have to be delayed, as I genuinely can't afford to make what they want. I may lose patrons. That's all I can do. In a sense, there is an opportunity here for what we do. It means we can really round off our work on pre and early Tudor drama so that you as an audience and we as producers can hear where drama came from, and that way you can almost hear the oncoming arrow of time so that in future years we can advance into playhouse plays of the 1570s onwards. But that's all mostly affecting next year, because this year is almost all recorded. That's why I say we're not going anywhere. So, on the positive note, coming up on the podcast are full cast audio adaptations of the earliest version of The Harrowing of Hell, the storytelling theatre play, make your mind up there, extravaganza of Dame Cirith, a standalone mystery play, The Brome, Abraham and Isaac, and of course our big hitters, The Tragedy of Mariam, coming soon, The Tragedy of Antony, spoilers should be coming in the next month or so, The World and the Child, a wonderful morality play, Respublica, an absolutely fantastic interlude, which we haven't technically completely finished recording, but hopefully that'll squeeze in this year, and The Prodigal Son, a fragment revisited. With a bit of luck, if things do improve, we will also squeeze in The Old Wives Tale by George Peel, which has been on the borderline. The aim was to get it out by Christmas. And the aim was to do that as a live show, actually. That was one of the unannounced live events. That may happen if things improve, but I'm working on the assumption that it won't. I have also planned a short series for October that I'm going to go into another time. 3 episodes of something a little bit different. But this isn't the time to announce new things. Kicked into the new year, kicked into production in 2021-22, and beyond are the plays James the Fourth, A Game at Chess, 'Tis Pity She's a Whore, Nice Wanton, things that have been voted for by the patrons, but which we can't produce at this time. Also, there are a whole host of exploring sessions voted by our patrons, which may get postponed. They may be fine. They might be fine. I don't know at this time precisely how things are going to play out. But out of necessity, I have to focus on short and small cast plays for the foreseeable future. But it's a plague year, and that's what we do. It's no idle thing to say, your support matters at this time. If you can give something, please become a patron. I can't promise you that the rewards of becoming a patron are huge these days. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Or, if you can't support us in the long term, and frankly, who's got a job at the moment, or who expects to be earning anywhere near as much money this year as they did in previous years, you can buy us a coffee at coffee.com/beyondshakespeare. That's K-O-F-I for coffee. Otherwise, thank you for your time, thank you for listening. I hope that you'll enjoy future episodes where we're a little more positive. But in the meantime, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and this could be a very, very long year.